You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Wow, sincere as hell.
92.7 WMDX, Madison.
All right.
Okay, settle down.
Fantastic. How outrageous is that? All right. Well, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, isn't it?
Yes, fantastic, it certainly is.
Yeah.
92.7 WMDX, John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with our producer, Dominic Lee. And guess what? It is time now to go for the green and gold. Text to win in a multi-state contest. Hit the music, Dominic. There we go. This is your daily chance to win a piece of beautiful gold jewelry and $200 cash.
It's mood music is what
it is. It is. Yeah. Plus, every single entry puts you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game coming up in November. This is what you do. Get the Civic Media app. Okay, you get on that app and you find our station WMDX and you use the text button right there. Send the keyword. The keyword this hour is, please stand by, it's fall. F-A-L-L, fall. Okay, that's the keyword. You get that in before 8 a.m. and you're in for your chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash plus that pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. Now, when you text in, you're going to get a text back saying that you've entered the contest. But if you click on that text, you know, you follow the link in that text response, and you'll be able to subscribe to the newsletter or some other things there. You can follow us on Facebook. You can subscribe to a podcast. You can sign up for the new newsletter, Civic Media Today. And when you do that, you'll get extra chances to win. It gets you more entries. So check it out. All right?
All right.
Okay. All right. Go to it. Over to you.
It's complicated.
My work here is done.
Yes, it is. All right. Let's go to CJ.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. CJ, what do you have for us? I'm sad that we don't have Tim to respond to you. You probably get the typical patriotic left-wing opinion here on the show. But go ahead. do your thing. What were you? I know you wanted
give
to
give us
talk
the rest
about,
of the story.
Yeah, as a conservative parent, you want to give us your point of view on this. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I did want to talk to Mr. Busted Pencils.
Yeah.
But I have spoken to them before, and yeah, they've been very nice, like you guys are. Not everybody is.
No.
But you know, I think it is true. All we need is the test results that we're failing teaching our kids.
Yeah.
And parents found out what kids were learning during COVID. And a lot of it, conservative parents and even, I'd say, middle-of-the-road parents are shocked, were shocked by some of the stuff that was being taught, allowed, and the social issues.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any example of what conservative parents were concerned with when they finally saw what kids were being taught in school from home, basically during COVID? What was the concern that some of the parents had?
Well,
just one.
Again, the test results. Lack of reading, writing, and arithmetic.
But here, Oklahoma has been conservative for many years, and they're last in the nation for education. So how does that work?
Well, I guess how does it work? You know, we've had incidences. I guess what bothers me is what some of the left stands up for and argues for. And we saw it in Sun Prairie, you know, as simple as the difference biologically, there's two genders.
Yeah. But that doesn't have anything to do with education. The gender thing doesn't have anything to do with education. What they're learning in the classrooms, what example can you give that the parents objected to when they saw that agenda during COVID?
Well, you don't have one.
That's fine. But what would you like to say about that, though?
Well, I guess what really, you know, we've had 120,000 inquiries for Turning Point chapters. I wanted to point that out to Tim, too. Because kids are starving for what he was selling. They're starving for a purpose in their own lives. Faith, family, and country, baby. That's what his purpose was.
But isn't that what
a
family is about?
Agree with it,
doesn't that what family?
That's what kids are starving for.
It's a family responsibility, isn't it? I mean, to teach a religion, they can go to school, a church, whatever they want to do. But at the same time, does it have to be taught in schools? Do they have to see the Ten Commandments on a wall? Can't they just go to church? Can't the parents take responsibility for teaching them the religion that they want their kids to have? Isn't it more that responsibility than it is the school system's responsibility to teach them another religion?
Well, I don't think the Ten Commandments specifically has to be for a Christian faith. I mean, read the Ten Commandments.
But it is a Christian faith thing. Yeah, it's Moses, tablets.
Right.
Bible.
I just think, look at the test scores. We need to get back to, you know, being competitive just in those three categories before we're worried about the social-driven direction of our children. But parents need to be involved.
All right, but let me just say this, I think you're right. Parents need to be involved, and they are with parent-teacher conferences, with participation and meeting the teachers at schools each and every year. You have an opportunity to do that, and you have, school board meetings that you can attend. You can do all of those things. That's how a parent stays involved. That's how I stayed involved, and I didn't feel like I was being written out once at all.
Do you think as a parent you should be able to go to the school and get the curriculum?
You can. You get the curriculum online. The classes are actually described online. What the student is going through, what their assignments are, what assignments they've completed, and what assignments they still have not turned in. That's all online.
Why is the accusation out there that you know, parents aren't involved? There's counseling that allows
people have created that argument.
Identified as this and being that, and being held back from the parent and doing it in secret. Why is that accusation out there?
You mean the reference to a student's sex?
No, identity, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, them, they, all this stuff.
Well, that's up to the. That's not something you should fight. Yeah, that's something you should. Thanks, CJ, for that. That's something I think the school system should not have anything to do with, turning the kids in and trying to not refer to them what they want to be referred to. I mean, that's, you're creating conflicts within the school. Really, their job is to teach the students, not sit there and report on the students and what they want to be called in school and tell the parents about it. That's not their job. They should be teaching education.
Let's go to Dick. He's been waiting on the line. Good morning, Dick. What do you got for us?
Real quick, two of my daughters went to Catholic school through sixth grade. Okay, this is back in the 90s. They're both in their 30s now. And I had a real beef with that school because it was also a polling place. So I go to take girls to school, and there was an election going on, and lo and behold, guess what? Right on the way up the walkway, we vote. You know where I'm going with it. You know, pro-life.
Yeah.
And I went right to the office and said, what is that about? Well, I said, no, that's totally wrong, totally out of bounds. This is a polling place.
Right.
Real quickly, the situation with Comey, shouldn't he be thanking him? he's the guy that probably got him elected.
Well,
I mean, he lost like $3 million.
Everybody's kind of scratching their head, right? I mean, come on, you got me elected. Well, I mean, what's the deal?
and one more real quickly to the rest of the story. Mm-hmm. Kimball last night broke a 10-year record, even with all those Sinclair stations turning him off.
Yeah, that's
true. Ratings record.
How'd that happen?
Yeah.
People were really, really curious about just finding him. They wanted to look him up. These are people that weren't familiar with Kimmel. So
second night out of the box breaks an all-time, 10-year record.
Yeah. Very good, Dick. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Dick.
We got some time here. Let's go to Charles calling in from Milwaukee. Good morning, Charles. Go ahead. We have Charles?
Yeah.
There he is.
That was the best. Ever since I've been listening to Devil's Radio / Civic Media, that was the best takedown of CJ. He didn't answer the questions that you guys asked him. I worked in MPS for 18 years. Mm-hmm. I only left because I had a transplant. Not once were we teaching kids to hate themselves or talking about what sex they wanted to be. Parents could come in and sit in the classroom to see what was going on. Another factor that people don't think about is some of the conditions that kids come from.
Right.
If you're not getting food at home, or you're being cussed out or whatever, and then you got to come to school and try to concentrate and learn, and it also takes the family. If the family's not helping the kids do their homework or making them sit down and do some reading, taking the cell phone and tablet away, all those things play a factor. And I hate when CJ calls in and talks like, now CJ can give me the name of a school that he's walked into and they've been teaching kids that they can be whatever sex they want to be, or all this crazy stuff that he talks about, or the name of a teacher that's been fired because they were teaching this, then he has a valid point. But CJ needs to stop calling in, repeating stuff if he doesn't have the facts. I was so excited to hear him get taken down this morning because he did not have an answer. He started talking about all the chapters of Turning Point that they wanna form and all the kids. Well, what they're doing is they're indoctrinating, trying to tell the kids, well, this is what you should think. American history is what it was. Mm-hmm. And if we can't face the fact that there was a portion of the American people that treated people horribly because of the way they looked, the way they talked, that's history. Stop trying to take it away. But their thing is, if they tell the truth, then they have to. The same kids that they're trying to lie to about history now will come to them and say, well, Grandma and Grandpa, why didn't you guys tell us that Native Americans were treated bad, that Blacks were treated bad?
Yeah,
right.
I thought we were getting rid of the old guard and we were going into something new, but they are dead set on continuing to keep hate and racism in this country, and I just don't understand it.
I know, I don't understand it either, and that's the basis for getting rid of DEI is to promote and keep systemic racism in place.
Charles, thanks for that call. It's 19 past. When we come back, we'll get an update on the weather with WMDX meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's all happening on John and Gordy, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. Boy, ever thought that would be true. The American dream is killing me. We're going through that right now. Feel free to contact us, text us, voice note us, and you can also give us a call as well. We've got a couple of texts here. If it's up to CJ, he'd want to go back to Arabic math. Let's go back to Roman numerals. CJ has zero facts.
I don't think he was doing that.
He's going off on tangents, right-wing talking points. That's another text that we got.
We have Brittany Merlot standing by here. Let's get a weather check here as we get into the rest of the day here. It's looking bright and beautiful here this morning.
That's
good morning,
right.
Brittany. How are things in Wausau?
Oh, finally, the fog is lifting here, and I can see the sunshine, so it's a gorgeous one. I'm glad you guys are having the same morning.
Yes, it's great.
Yeah. So what can we expect for the rest of the day and the rest of the week?
Nothing but sunshine. Sun, lots of sun. Fog in the overnights, so still some foggy mornings, maybe tomorrow morning. Then that should start to stop as the winds start to pick up a little bit more. But, I mean, highs today, mid-70s by tomorrow. 80 degrees.
Wow.
Then we hold on to the low 80s for the rest of the weekend into next week. I was trying to find rain in the forecast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any of it until next weekend. So we've got
That is great.
Stretch.
Fantastic.
That is great. Well, maybe I'll just put another sealer coat on.
Now
on
is a good time to
again?
Do it.
Yes, now would be the time to do it. Who would have guessed?
I can't believe that morning rain got you. I can't even believe it. It was like a 10% chance.
Really? He's just trying to give you a guilt trip here so you come down and help him put the next layer of sealer on the stairs.
You know what?
Or
I'm coming down there this weekend. Do you want me to help you? Because I absolutely will. Actually a good day.
I would love it.
How about tomorrow afternoon?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. I'll message you later. I'm
all
helping
right.
you.
All right.
Darn weather ruined your deck.
Yeah. All right, Brittany. Thank you very much.
That's fantastic.
You have a great day.
Thanks,
we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Very good.
Our WMDX.
We should go out to State Street and guide these leaf blower guys around. Because I was driving.
You want to help them?
I was driving home yesterday morning and I saw the leaf blower guy, another one.
Yeah.
On another street, blowing just a huge amount of leaves.
Oh,
he
found some. Huh?
Yeah. Oh, we had a lot of them, and I'm thinking, where is he blowing them to?
Yeah, right. Yeah, where do they go?
Where do they go with the leaves?
That's a good question.
He could be going for 8 blocks just blowing the same stack of leaves, right? And then there's no place to put them. It's just a question I have.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, Jim Santel will join us, former U.S. Attorney at Law. We'll get into that. I want to remind you our key word this hour is fall. F-A-L-L. That's for the go for the green and gold text win multi-state contest. Your daily chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. Plus, every single time you put an entry in, that gets you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to Green Bay versus Minnesota. That's coming up in November. Again, the key word this hour is fall. You can text us on the Civic Media app. Get that text to us before 8 a.m. You'll have other chances to win later in the day at 9 a.m. during the 9 a.m. hour, 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 and 7 p.m. as well. Okay.
All right. I was listening to a public radio story about autism and the suggestions that a vitamin can help out. And the doctor that was talking about it has an autistic child and was just hugely disappointed over that information because she obviously knows that a lot of this is genetic. It's not something the mother did, but what RFK Jr. and Trump did were putting guilt trips on moms who now think they might have done something wrong during their pregnancy. It was a guilt trip, unnecessary guilt trip put on by this administration and RFK Jr. Let's play a cut from Jill Ierley, Kristen Ierley. I'm sorry, what am I thinking?
You got to mix
Superintendent of schools.
Yeah.
I'm still on that. But Dr. Kristen Ierley is an OBG, OBGYN.
Yes.
And she was making comment about this as well. And she made a really great point. Let's listen to this.
People who have family members who are taking care of friends with autism, they're suffering. They want an answer. And to give them this false hope and to somehow make it seem like it is their fault that they ended up in this situation is just so beyond shameful. And for the president of the United States to say it in the way that he said it, and then to go on and say that pregnant women should just suffer with their pain. I mean, you don't want them to have birth control. You don't want them to have abortions. You want them to get pregnant, but you don't want them to have the things that they need to be able to navigate their pregnancies safely, including hospitals in rural areas where they can deliver their babies. I mean, you've got to be kidding me.
No, not kidding. That was from Civic Media's Matt Nair on the air. She made those comments, and I think it hit home.
That's amazing.
For me, anyway.
Yes.
Just outrageous that they have done this to women all over America. This is completely unnecessary. And get this. You know, RFK Jr. wants to bring back placebo testing trials. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And this is, it's cruel to do that because we don't necessarily need to do that now. We have ways of treating people. Now we need to just treat the new way of doing it with the old way of doing it, not placebos. No one wants to take a placebo. And the other thing about this is that he wants to bring these trials back, but with this new vitamin they have for autism, they don't want trials. They're going straight to the public. Their trial is just giving it to the public and seeing what happens. That is a contradiction that it just can't be avoided.
Mm-hmm. It is 29 past.
Just unbelievable.
Yes, it is. Coming up after we check in with the Midwest Food and Farm Report, Jim Santel will join us. We'll get caught up on legal matters and what's happening there. It's all happening on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning, and that music means one thing.
What does it mean, John?
It means that we're hearing from Jim Santel.
That's right.
Amicus A Law Review, a program you can listen to on the weekend from 9 to 11 o'clock. It's not enough time, I know, Jim, but, you know, you could use two or three more hours to go, but... Well, we'll work with it, and that's why we have you on, at least cover some of the legal issues that we're dealing with today.
Yes.
But Gordy has this.
Music.
Yes.
That music also means, of course, you're up way too early on a Saturday morning listening to a curmudgeon attorney drone on about law stuff. You should be cutting your grass, doing the laundry, taking the kids to the park, and getting your car washed. But even so, if you're doing none of those things, join us Saturday morning.
Now, I think it's early enough Saturday morning where you are the excuse they don't have to go out and do that right away.
Yes. And we will talk with Jim in just a moment. But first, let contest me remind time. You that it's contest time. That's right. Go for the green and gold text to win multi-state contest. Your chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. Plus, every single entry puts you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. This hour's keyword, and you have to get this into us on the Civic Media app before 8 a.m. The keyword is fall, okay? F-A-L-L, fall. And again, this is a multi-state contest. Every time you put in an entry, by the way, you get a text response. And in that text response, you have a chance to click on a link. And by doing that, you can subscribe to our newsletter or any of the other things listed there, like follow us on Facebook or subscribe to a podcast or check out our new newsletter, Civic Media Today. So do that and you'll get extra chances to get more entries when you click on that link that you get sent after you do your initial entry, okay?
All right.
Now it's time for former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel. And Jim, once again, good morning to you.
Yeah.
As always, delighted to be with you, gentlemen.
It's strange, so weird to watch this fiasco unfold before us about
Which
former
one?
FBI Director Comey.
Oh, man.
You know, the thing is, attorneys have looked at the case and they can't find anything to prosecute him for. Is that correct, Jim?
That's the latest.
You know, the latest, of course, is that they're saying we might have attempt something in the next few hours or days, because one of the, again, spurious attempt to find something here is that he somehow lied when he was testifying before the Congress about the Mueller report and other things and investigations when he was the FBI director. A couple of things about that. One is, you know, you're in trouble when you are scrambling to get under the statute of limitations. You're really looking then for something, right?
Right.
And second, again, I don't even want to entertain this seriously. There's no perjury here. Perjury, people think it's a really easy thing. Well, Jim Santel lied about that. It's one thing to talk about that over the lunch table. It's another thing to prove in court beyond a reasonable doubt that you knowingly told someone something that you knew was false and you did it to a particular end. Mm-hmm. Perjury cases are very difficult to prosecute, and prosecutors know this. That's not to say that Jim Comey perjured himself, but just that they're going down a road here that is fraught with danger. Yeah. If they do something here, it might be in the news in the next couple of days here. Also wonder out loud what grand jury would look at this information, whatever it might be, and say, yes, indeed, there's a crime here. Many, many problems with this idea.
Yeah, it's falling apart already, but they do want to get in. What is that timeline that they're working under?
Just a few more days, it's right?
Exactly. They're coming. It's a five-year statute of limitations. The whole idea behind the statute is, again, from the time that he, depending upon which particular unfounded criminal allegation you want to seize upon, right? You want to go with mortgage fraud, which is another one that they're alleging everybody has done.
Yeah.
And you look at the date of your alleged offense conduct, you add 5 years to it. There are some federal charges that have 10-year statutes of limitations, but that's basically it. So you look at the date and you say, what is 5 years from that day? You got to get it under the wire or the case is dismissed. You have violated the statute of limitations, and for that reason, the case cannot go forward. So that's the reason why it might be news sometime soon. If they can find a grand jury to indict on something, whatever that would be, let's listen to see what Pam Bondi tells us all about this. Nothing there. And again, just an attempt. This is, taking it out of the legal sphere, this is Donald Trump's two things. One is, this is his retribution, which he promised during the course of the campaign. And it's also, as we can talk about in connection with other stories, the complete abrogation, not just the busting down of the wall between the White House and the Department of Justice, which has existed in Republican and Democratic administrations alike, with the exception of Donald Trump. Everybody in recent years. This is the Watergate problem. The reason why we've got this norm, this standard, is because of the violations of Richard Nixon asking his attorney general to engage in basically criminal conduct. But this has always been the norm. Now we've got a president openly saying, putting on Truth Social, Pam, you got to indict more people. Get these people who are my political enemies. And the last thing I will say about that, and I'll take other questions, obviously, is, think about that. If we were to hear about that in another country, find your continent, find your country, and here's some reporting where the president, the prime minister, is going after his political enemies by charging them and attempting to jail them, we would identify that as problematic, would we not?
Oh,
we've seen that in other places. That's called an autocracy. That's a dictatorship. We still see that around there. And that's what he is proposing in open domain here, right? Pam, my attorney general, she's got to prosecute some people who have been unkind to me, have been nasty to me, have said some things that I don't like. And again, it's all wrapped up in our recent First Amendment issues. And frankly, again, more generally, President of the United States of America should have no business doing these kinds of things, should be rule of law independent of any political analysis.
Now, I've got a question about that, because the comments he's made in public, they're published, everybody's seen them. Can they be used in court to throw these cases out that they're bringing? Because obviously it's retribution, and that isn't a legal thing you can do.
Right. Yeah. And people think that somehow, oh, I post something on Facebook, on Truth Social, on X, that somehow that's outside of the realm of things presented all the time in criminal cases. Why? Because this is yours. These are your words, right? Mm-hmm. This is just if you say something. So the technical answer is yes, it can be presented. And second, again, it does support the legal term for this would be selective prosecution. What you are doing is you're saying, I want these people prosecuted again for fill in the blank, and I'm not prosecuting or not encouraging. It's one thing for the president to say, I would like the Attorney General, the Department of Justice to enforce the law of America. Great. Thank you for saying that, if this president were to ever say that. Others have said it. It's another thing to say, I want John and Gordy and Dom to be prosecuted because they've said nasty things about me. That's called selective prosecution. It is a basis upon which federal district court judges and appeals courts can dismiss cases. The motivation for it is all wrong. It is contrary to our basic understandings of rule of law.
So he's killing his own cases instantly.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
In other words.
And and frankly, every time that he says things, even substantively, whether it's, there's nothing there anymore with respect to Jeffrey Epstein, but anytime he talks about the substance of what he thinks someone has done, now you're almost coming into the area of a witness. All right, Mr. President, do you know something about what these people have actually done? Do you know what the Federal Reserve board member, the governor, has actually done with respect to her mortgage? Please come in and tell us about that. What independent information do you have, Donald Trump, about this? All kinds of problems here. Just stop it. Get out of this. And the recommendation, to your point, he undermines the very thing he wants to have accomplished by talking about it in this public domain, talking about it even privately.
I'm loving that. All right.
Well, but it's, again, just continuing to deflect from the Epstein files being released.
Yes,
I mean, getting that off the front pages or off the headlines, isn't it? I mean, he knows that the media will pick up on, even if it's an outrageous claim, they got to they got to spotlight it and, again, push the Epstein thing out of the view of the public.
You know, that's sex trafficking, and they were big against this. They've run on this for at least 10 years, right? And now they're trying to avoid any issue with that.
The first Epstein case came out in 2008.
Yeah.
17 years ago.
That's right.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Right. Yeah.
And again, any party should be a law and order party, right? I was, and still am, I'd like to think. I think we all are law and order. Mm-hmm. We want the laws enforced positively, appropriately upon investigation. Process has got to be embraced. Why not just say that? Again, I know it's too much to ask of this president ever, but if somebody there in the White House or even somebody in the Department of Justice wanted to give him a speech about law and order, talk about what the basic tenets, the principles are. You can find those speeches from presidents like the two George Bushes, from Jimmy Carter to Ronald Reagan to Barack Obama to Joe Biden. They're out there, and they have simply talked about these concepts broadly and told America, I'm in favor of the rule of law. My Department of Justice is enforcing, things involving human trafficking, environmental crimes, commercial crimes, all kinds of things out there. Affirm that and be that kind of a law and order president. He never will. He doesn't understand that. And it's simply about knee-jerk reactions to things he sees, I don't know, candidly, that he even appreciates the point we just made, that you are affirmatively undermining the very thing you want to have accomplished by saying these things in the public domain. Do not be surprised. Again, Jack Smith was ready to go with all these things that Donald Trump had said about January 6th, all these things he had said about those Mar-a-Lago documents. He has got exhibits that are marked. They're ready to go. Those cases did not proceed. Mm-hmm. Those were going to be principal evidence. Why? Because they're statements of the defendant himself.
Yeah.
And that defendant was, and arguably still is in the broader sense of things, Donald Trump. There's statements against interest. Lawyers present those because they're relevant, they're admissible, and they come in to ultimately convict you for the very things that you allegedly have done.
You know, one of the crazy things now is that, you know, no one trusts Kash Patel as the FBI director. Yes. He has had no experience whatsoever, doesn't even seem interested in the process when he was at the hearings. It's just a strange thing now that we can't even trust what's going on with the government legally, right, or even HHS. They're posted issues online about diseases and vaccines. It's all changing. None of it's real anymore. It's just based on whatever they think medicine should deal with. It's a very strange thing. We don't really have a backup anymore. I know states are getting together to form their own information source and advice and requirements for insurance companies to cover certain vaccinations. So, I mean, it's strange how it's just breaking the entire country up into these sections, isn't it?
Right. And we used to rely upon government for information, right? You could go online. Yes, it changes. That's the nature of science. You used to be able to go online and depend that there were experts, as we've often talked, people who knew what they're talking about, animating those reports, whether it's Department of Justice or HHS, Homeland Security. Now just the opposite. The Civil Rights Division inside Maine Justice is no longer enforcing the civil rights laws, but attacking the civil rights of people.
Yeah. Jim, can you stay with us a couple of more minutes?
I will do just that.
Very good. We'll be back with more with Jim Santel on John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX, John and Gordy. We're talking law here with Jim Santel, Amicus, the Law Review. You can hear on Saturdays, 9 to 11 o'clock. John and Gordy in the morning, Civic Media, and you can go to our Civic Media app, choose WMDX, and listen online. Give us a call, text us, and voice notice as well.
You can still get in on the Text to Win contest. It's the Gopher Green and Gold Text to Win multi-state contest. Up for grabs, a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. The keyword, one last time here, get this in before 8 a.m. on the Civic Media app, fall, F-A-L-L. Every entry gets you in for a possibility to win that grand prize of club-level tickets to Green Bay versus Minnesota. And when you get that text back that your entry is in, you can click again on that text response and subscribe to the newsletter or our Facebook page or Civic Media Today, and you get extra chances to get extra entries. Okay, do it.
All right. You know, I was just so disappointed in the Supreme Court, you know, their decision to let the president fire, you know, these independent people on these independent boards. He can't do that. What is happening with the Supreme Court? It's becoming so obvious that they are part of the administration, part of a political arm now.
Rubber stamping everything he does.
Right.
Yeah.
For a long time, I must tell you, gentlemen, I've been on your show for a wonderfully good time, and I used to always say, yes, but it's the Supreme Court. We need to have deference to them. They know what they're talking about. I've abandoned that. And it's just been the past 8 months. And this is just the latest one. Again, you hit all the topics right on point here. These are independent agencies created by the United States Congress. This is why people of all parties should be outraged by this. They're independent. They do not sit around the table with the president in the cabinet room just adjacent to the Oval Office. It is the Federal Trade Commission. It's the Consumer Product Safety Commission. It is all of these entities. And the Supreme Court, to an agency, has said that while challenges to this firing of Board of Governors folks, of commissioners here, are still being litigated in the lower courts, still not resolved, go ahead and get rid of these people. This is the latest one. Her name is Rebecca Slaughter. That will be a major name probably in the case. The Supreme Court has said we're going to take it up beyond the shadow docket, which is what again they did on Monday. But Rebecca Slaughter, an FTC commissioner, again, Federal Trade Commission, consumer product issues, antitrust laws, trade issues, these are you may not see them every day, hugely important decisions made by a five-person commission. And the president fires basically two of them, leaves three, which means the commission can't do its work. You shut that down as well. And along the way, you basically are once again violating the law twice over, firing her to begin with, and the Supreme Court saying, no, you've got the authority to do that. This is not a matter of saying with due respect, they're wrong about that. They're simply wrong about that. And they're overturning, as Elena Kagan says in her very brief and wonderfully well-written two-page dissent, she says we're overruling our own precedent from 90 years ago. I'm talking about it on Saturday. If on a Thursday morning your listeners are interested in knowing what it's all about, it's called Humphrey's Executor. That's the name of the case from 1935. Says you can't fire FTC commissioners, period, full stop.
Yeah.
So in other words, the Supreme Court's got to overturn its own precedent. And Elena Kagan says not only are you doing that, but she also says now you've handed full control of all agencies to the president. Those are her words, not mine. She's joined by the other two, of course, Sonia Sotomayor and Ketanji Brown Jackson. He may now remove any member he wishes for any reason, no reason at all, extinguish the agency's bipartisanship and independence, period.
Yeah.
And she's right. That's what's going on in America.
Well, you know, their logic, their reason, I actually have the story in front of me, and their logic and reason was that these boards had considerable executive power, okay?
Right.
And that the government faces greater risk of harm from an order allowing a removed officer to continue exercising the executive power than a wrongfully removed officer faces from being unable to perform her statutory duty. Crazy stuff. This is weird logic, upside down.
It is John Sauer, our Solicitor General, your Solicitor General, who is doing backflips to try to explain this. And, you know, the gymnastics here, it's interesting. Kudos, high marks, John, for staying up all night to figure out how these sentences will read. But, you know, let's pull that back a little bit, too. And I will say, yes, they are executing the law. That's not the point. How much they're executing the trade laws that the Congress enacts, and they're doing it independently. That's the issue, not the nature of what they're doing. And again, I know that sounds very wonky as well, but that's the response to it. And I assume that that will be argued when this comes up before the Supreme Court. He's got it wrong once again. And there again, this again, for what it's worth, John Sauer, also one of the president's former lawyers. He was the one who argued the case about immunities successfully.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Yeah.
But this is just wrong. And it's and frankly, the Supreme Court embracing the wrongness of all of this.
They are exercising the executive power to even wrongfully remove somebody is okay because the other person has too much executive power, according to them.
Unbelievable.
Right? It's crazy stuff.
Jim, we need to leave it there.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. Always good to talk to
Always
you every
a pleasure.
Thursday. Yeah. You can listen to Amicus, a Law Review on the Civic Media Radio Network Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Check it out. Tomorrow on the big show, we'll talk to Savannah Tomei Olson, get a late update with her on the news of the week and look ahead. Also, Maxing Preview with Rocker.
We also have a very special edition. We're going away with Idiocracy for just one morning. Mm-hmm. We're going to have Web Wisdoms instead.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. That's
Got
right.
a lot of them. And Pam Bianchi as well will join us. That's it for us. Stephanie Miller's next. Have a great day.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.